Well, coming up this Saturday morning, it is the One America 500 Festival Mini Marathon through downtown Indianapolis. And it's going to be the first time the Mini Marathon has been held in 2 years because of the pandemic. It was postponed in 2020 and 2021, so it's coming back in full force this year. Over 30,000 participants, both running and walking 13.1 miles from downtown Indy to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, around the track, right there along the Yard of Bricks, and then back to downtown Indianapolis to Military Park. And one of the thousands of participants this weekend in the mini marathon in Indianapolis is Kayla Jenkins. She works at Kayco Isom, a food and ag consulting and accounting firm in central Indiana. She also grew up on a farm in Washington County, Indiana. And Kayla, first of all, what led you to want to participate?
Actually, it was kind of a couple of things. I had actually started out running several 5Ks as a great stress reliever for a lot of the work that I do. And I just thought, you know what? What's another 10.1 miles other than what I'm already running through some of these 5Ks and 3 mile races? And I'd signed up for the Indy Mini back in 2016 was my first one. So I just thought, here we go.
Here we go. And how much training have you done for this upcoming mini marathon?
Well, for this upcoming mini marathon, I have actually done very little training. My schedule has not been as conducive as I would really like for it to be, with a lot of travel between conferences and some international trips for work. But prior to this, it's been kind of also that same way, hit and miss. But I make the most of it. I really watch my nutrition. I try to get in exercises at hotels or conferences, events where I'm traveling to as much as possible. And so that's what I've done this year as well. Try to do the best that I can and hope for the best.
Talking with Kayla Jenkins with Kayco Isom here on Hoosier Ag Today. And when it comes to juggling a full-time career with Kayco Isom, it certainly is a great hobby and a great stress reliever, because with any full-time career, there's a lot of stress, and it really helps you when you are tackling your job and full-time career.
Yeah, CJ, you know, if you were to ask anybody in the industry, they would tell you Kayla puts her clients, consumers, the ag industry first and foremost. And I've had to learn through my career and in this thing that we call adulting that I can give myself 200%, but if I don't recharge my batteries, then I can't continue to keep giving of myself and helping this wonderful industry that I serve. So I run to give myself a little bit of me time and to recharge those batteries to give back to the great industry that I serve.
Kayla, what's been your best finish in the mini marathon in your previous attempts? And what's your goal as far as your finishing time for this Saturday?
I'd say my best finishing time was about a 2:32, and that's been a couple of years ago. And for me, honestly, though, CJ, I love to get a time, and I've always had different time goals for all the other different half marathons and marathons that I've run. But a lot of times my goal is just to finish. It's to push myself and to grind out those miles one step at a time. And that's what I'm going to go in with this one. I can't focus on what I should have or could have done prior to now for training. And so I'm just going to go out there with the attitude of I'm going to finish and I'm going to do this one step at a time today.
Chatting with Kayla Jenkins with Kayco Isom about the One America 500 Festival Mini Marathon that's coming up in Indianapolis on Saturday, May the 7th. And Kayla, describe the experience of running 13.1 miles and running not just around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway there on the west side of Indy, but also some of the other experiences with the Mini Marathon.
CJ, it's kind of one of those experiences that I can talk to you about it and describe it, but until you actually walk or run it, it is a totally different experience then. But to be able to stand there at the starting line and hear them release the runners and then run through the flags that are there immediately as we are going into the first half mile of the race, go around the zoo, see the volunteers that are out there, and then go into the speedway and see everybody lining up through Speedway and then actually get into the track. You're just like, oh my gosh, I've gotten this far. But my favorite spot to actually go, CJ, is actually what they call the Gold Mile. And the Gold Mile was on the track, and it's a mile of honoring all of those servicemen and women who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for us to be able to do what we get to do that day and run that 13.1 miles. It's very, very honoring, very humbling to be able to run through there and see those Gold Star families. And it's another energy boost for you to be able to sit there and say, they paid that ultimate sacrifice. I can do this. I can complete another couple of miles here. I've got the energy to do this. Then you come off that track and you go down those last few miles. There may be a few volunteers here or there that have, you know, drinks or snacks for you to help you get through those last couple of miles. But then when you get into that home stretch and you're in that last mile, to see family or friends who are lining up within about a half mile of that finish line, it's that last little energy boost that you need to get across that 13.1 miles and to realize, I just did that. I put one foot in front of the other, and that is what I just accomplished.
Talking with Kayla Jenkins with Kayco Isom here on Hoosier Ag Today about the upcoming mini marathon in downtown Indianapolis. And with the majority of competitive events and sporting events, you have a definite winner and you have a definite loser or losers. But in an event like this, a mini marathon or any marathon, there are no losers because it's such a joyous occasion, not just for those who are participating, walking and running, but those along the finish line, right along New York Street in Indianapolis and right next to a military park.
Yes, it is. I completely agree, CJ. There's no losers. There's no winners. Everybody's a winner. You are accomplishing a goal that you have set out for yourself. And then to go in and experience the after party of after completing that 13.1 miles, whether it's drinking a chocolate milk or having a nice big bottle of Gatorade or Powerade, or whether it's just eating that banana that some of those volunteers give you and you're trying to crave a little bit of nutrition and carbs for your body. It's very, very exciting, very humbling to know I just completed my goal. And it doesn't matter what everybody else says, I just completed my goal.
Chatting with Kayla Jenkins with Kayco Isom here on Hoosier Ag Today about the upcoming One America 500 Festival Mini Marathon on Saturday, May the 7th. And Kayla, what advice would you have for someone who may be considering participating in a future mini marathon event or any sort of long distance running event like the one that's coming up this weekend in downtown Indianapolis?
Wow, CJ, there is a lot of advice that I could give just based off of my many, many trials and tribulations. But I think the first and foremost is don't give up. You know, that first mile is kind of crazy and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know about this. But once you break that first mile, even mile and a half, and you start opening up and running or walking, whatever you are doing, just don't give up. Keep pushing one foot in front of the other. I'd say for some, it's training plans. You know, I've gone through a couple different training programs, looking at some self-guided programs myself that help me, whether it's trying to accomplish a time or whether it's just trying to finish and trying to start out. So maybe if you looked into some of those, I would suggest some of that, or getting with a running group and joining some of those running groups in some of the various different cities across Indiana. Those help tremendously a lot as well, because a lot of them can share their knowledge and experience with you. But first and foremost, CJ, go out and have fun. That's the beauty of it. Go out, have fun, push your mind, push your body to that next mile and to that next limit. It's pretty amazing at what you yourself can accomplish in that next race, in that next mile, in that next hurdle. I just wish all the runners, walkers, and everybody participating the best of luck. Have fun. And thank you to the many wonderful volunteers across Indiana that come in and support this great race that we have here in Indy.
I will ask one final question. Talk about the experience of when you cross that finish line and you know it's the end of that 13.1 miles. Talk about that experience if you can, and just how exhilarating an experience that is to know that you've accomplished 13.1 miles. But beyond that, the bigger story is that you're sharing it with your family and friends, and that it's just an overwhelming experience altogether.
It is. Sometimes there's tears, and sometimes there's laughter. Sometimes there's, you know, a little bit of anger with yourself going, I should have done this, I should have done that. But at the end of the day, I am always thankful that I was able to cross that line. And as you said, CJ, be able to enjoy it with friends and family. You know, I am first and foremost going to be looking for that banana or, you know, maybe that bag of pretzels, trying to fill myself back up with some nutrition there. But it's a joy to be able to cross that and say, I did this. But I can also say, CJ, I have also been one at times to sit there and say, okay, when's my next race? Where am I going next? When's this next one that we're doing as well?
Once again, Kayla Jenkins with KCO ISOM and participating this weekend in the One America 500 Festival Mini Marathon. Best of luck to you on Saturday morning. We'll certainly be thinking of you and cheering you on as you travel that 13.1 miles on foot.
Thank you, CJ.